It's the radio segment that's trying to launch a new fashion line of vegetable-based meat dresses for toddlers.
What the heck just did you say?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
It's going to be called Baby Gaga.
Oh. And
personally, I like the backless pork chop party dress.
Oh, I can see it.
Just make sure you bring in your salt and pepper for laser stories.
Oh.
The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other doof nuggets just don't. Mm. This first laser story, just dropped down.
His chair just fell down.
That was instant karma for doof nugget. All right, this first laser story is out of Corbett, Oregon. A middle school football coach named Randy Burback just wanted to thank the kids for all the hard work that they put in all season.
Is anyone else like, of course his name's Randy.
Yeah, I mean, are we such a middle school football coach name?
And so Randy organized a special banquet in which they all could celebrate as a team.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
Nothing better than a year-end banquet.
Yeah.
AKA pizza party.
Just one problem. Randy didn't understand the issue with bringing the middle school boys to the local Hooters establishment.
What? It's just wings.
Yeah.
According to him, the restaurant, notorious for boobs and tiny shorts, was honestly the best place that he could think of.
Yeah, really, baby.
You know, Buffalo Wild Wings is right across the street, probably.
I would say anything is right across the street. Jose, like his house, even.
When the school got wind of his plans, he got called into the principal's office.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And that's where they explained to Randy it wasn't an appropriate place to have a middle school boys event.
Boo!
Okay.
He's like, what am I going to do? The strip club's closed at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
The principal added that they loved that he was planning something for the team. And
yes.
They just asked him to change the venue.
Okay, that's not a big ask,
it feels like. Not.
If you know Randy like I do, then you know he wouldn't budge.
Oh, Randy!
This is where you draw the line, Randy.
This is what he's going to stand on.
That's right.
This is his cause.
He stood his ground and flat out refused to move the middle school banquet from Hooters.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Right.
Suddenly became the hero of every seventh grade boy.
After that, the school was given no choice but to fire the coach.
Oh.
However, in a surprising move, Randy says he's still holding the event.
Oh.
Yeah, fire me all you want. These kids are getting these wings.
This is sad.
He shared his logic, saying, I do not feel what has been done is wrong, and I feel the restaurant, in my opinion, is an okay venue.
Wow. Okay.
We got that, Randy.
No word on how many of the team members will actually be in attendance.
I think he's just going to be crying in a blue cheese dip by himself.
It's going to be him and like three of the dads.
Exactly.
This next laser story is out of China. A 27-year-old woman named Dayu Wang was under some pressure in her household. So her parents were worried that she was getting quite old. So they took it upon themselves to arrange 10 blind dates for her.
It feels like insult to injury, doesn't it?
Yeah, not just one. Like, I know it's strength in numbers here.
She was sharing her experience on a Chinese social media vlog, saying her dates were actually turning out to be not so bad.
Okay.
That is, until date number 5.
Uh-oh, halfway. Bed. Stuff is about to go down.
Uh-oh.
Dayu said date 5 wanted to show off his cooking skills, so they decided to do dinner at his place, which turned out okay.
All right.
I've always wanted to do that, but I'm so scared.
And then after the meal, she got up to leave, and the unthinkable happened. The residential compound that the man lived in went under a temporary COVID lockdown.
No.
She was prohibited from going anywhere.
No.
Oh my God.
At least he can cook, maybe? No.
Since that happened, Dayu's been stuck at that guy's house with no end in sight. Currently, she's been there for many days with no information on when the lockdown might finally be lifted.
Does she really like him, I hope?
No.
Well, according to her vlog, it's been pretty bad.
Oh, no.
They're like arguing right away.
It's like the world's most awkward first date.
Yeah, it's not arguing. It's according to her, date 5 talks very little and rarely makes eye contact while just awkwardly slumping around the apartment.
Oh.
Winner!
That's even worse.
Even worse than that, he's been working every day on his laptop from his kitchen table, expecting her to cook and clean his entire place for him.
I don't want to get time for that.
You are out of line, dog. That's your place. You cook your own food.
He's like, well, you're not working.
Yeah.
You're just here.
Her vlog updates have been going viral in China, with social media users reacting to the bizarre story of, quote, love made by God.
I don't know that she would call it that.
Yeah. We'll let you know when she gets out.
Oh, poor thing.
If she ever does.
Yeah.
She's going to stop dating.
Her parents are like, look, honey, it worked.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of contest headquarters. What do you get when you mix Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with beer? Oh. You get the contest of a flippin' lifetime.
Okay. What are you talking about?
I say that because we just got word Budweiser's hiding 10,000 golden cans of beer in specially marked packs throughout the country.
Okay.
Beer.
That's a lot. 10,000.
This sounds dumb, but like, I love it when companies do this. I'm just like, ooh, I want to find one.
No, you're just like, ooh, shiny.
Yeah.
If you find one, you don't get a magical tour of the Anheuser-Busch factory.
I want to swim in the beer river.
There's 10,000 of them out there.
That would be a lot of tours.
What do you get?
Instead, you get a chance to win $1 million.
Whoa.
Another chance, though?
It's not even guaranteed?
Yeah.
You get a 1 in 10,000 chance.
Yeah, you actually know.
Oh, what?
Because you can also enter this by going to Budweiser's website and printing a picture of a golden can.
So then you wrap that around a normal can. What?
Take a photo of it and then do the social media post.
Are you joking?
I'm serious.
Stupid.
Wait. So you want me to go on social media, admit that I drink Bud Light, and then
print out a picture and then maybe
I'll get some money.
Okay. Well, I enjoy Bud Light. If Bud Light would ever like to sponsor me or do the show.
Jeff was in a fraternity, by the way.
I'm a Coors Light girl.
You like the Blue Mountains.
Yeah, you know.
We're about to throw down after this. Your next laser story is out of What Were You Thinking? Central. The TSA just released their annual list of the top 10 catches from the last year. And while there's the usual assortment of guns and other weapons, one item really stands out.
Oh, I love these.
Someone apparently tried to fly out of Hobby International Airport in Texas with a meth burrito.
Dang, Chipotle menu's getting weird.
Yeah. It's exactly what it sounds like. Crystal meth inside of a breakfast burrito.
Can you imagine the idea, like the idea session they had to come up with that?
Yeah.
Where do you think they'll never look?
Some of the other strange things that the TSA found last year include bullets inside of deodorant.
Oh.
Fresh smelling bullets.
Yeah.
They also found a meat cleaver, a chainsaw, a firearm belt buckle, and a wine holder shaped like a gun.
Wow. This does not make me feel good about the airport.
Brooks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it did seem like it.
So if you're keeping score at home, the TSA confiscated nearly 5,700 firearms at checkpoints last year, which is the highest number ever recorded since the agency's inception back in 2001.
I feel like, oh my God. Because of COVID, people are like, look, if I see any COVID, I'm shooting it. I'm bringing the gun this time.
That's just goes to show you never know who's packing dangerous concealed weapons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
You do know here.
But it's not really concealed anymore.
Yeah.
But that sound means, very nice. It means Laser Stories is coming to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.